If it's really serious, we go down to Walsenburg or Pueblo. My preference is Pueblo.
What is the name of that place?
We're in Pueblo?
Yeah.
St. Mary Corwin and Parkview Hospital.
Okay.
But I believe that Parkview is a better hospital. They have more modern and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're both good hospitals, but my preference is Parkview.
Okay. Were you born in a hospital?
No. I was born in a barn.
I just wondered if you were born at home or
my mother was milking cows. She had 52 head of cattle.
Really?
And she was milking cows when I was born. I was born in a barn. She picked me up, wrapped me in her apron, and put me in the manger and finished milking the cows. How do you like that one?
Well, I guess you were born in a barn then. No. Were people around here usually born in hospitals or at home?
That big house there is where Dr. Knight used to live.
Okay.
I believe he's brought all the babies in that are around here now. They're adults.
Mm-hmm.
He would go to the house.
Uh-huh.
Or they'd come to that building and the baby would be born and the woman would go home.
Right.
It's not like it used to be. Now, when my kids were born, my wife stayed in the hospital for a week.
Right.
But now I send them home.
Yeah.
And that's what it was with Dr. Knight here. He would take care of the baby and go home, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there ever like a midwife around here that would help?
Well, his wife did the midwife stuff.
Okay.
You know, Dr. Knight's wife.
Did they ever call her like midwife or granny or anything like that that you know?
No, it was always Mrs. Knight.
Okay. Some communities have sort of a nickname for people.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that at all?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Like calling granny or something?
Yeah.
What about, where were you and your wife married?
We was married in Pueblo.
Okay. Was it a church wedding or?
Well, at first we married in the court. Then years later we got married in the church.
Okay. Did you have people stand up for you then? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Who were they?
I can't remember the ones in the courthouse because it was just a quick thing.
Sure,
you know?
Right.
I called her up and I said, well, come on down, we'll get married. And she was still in school.
Mm-hmm.
So she came down, the next day we went to the courthouse and got married, and we picked two people that were there. So we got married. Then years later we got married at St. Patrick's Church.
Mm-hmm.
In Pueblo.
Okay.
And we was married 3 years before we had a child.
Okay. Did you have a best man or anything like that then? Or not?
No, we just... When I got married in the courthouse, I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me and she says she's in Pueblo. So I told my boss, I said, I'm going to go to the courthouse and get married. He said, you're crazy. So I went and we got married.
Mm-hmm.
It was at 12 o'clock. And my boss said, be back here at 1 o'clock to go back to work. So I went back to work.
Yeah. So that was a quick one. I'm going to turn this off.
Okay.
You know, I collect these current events, things of interest to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of interested in black people for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And she started a museum in Pueblo. I guess maybe that's why I... And this is a local.
I'm going to get on the side of you. Okay.
This is a local here. And that's a local. This is what they call the hippie.